This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD will restart planning on its long-delayed commuter line to Boulder and Longmont. The service was supposed to open years ago, but rising costs put it on hold. Board member Doug Tisdale says the Biden infrastructure proposal could be an answer to RTD's troubles.
We have a window of funding that is available to us now, a window that could close in November of 2022.
That proposal still needs to work through Congress, and there's no guarantee that any federal money would go to RTD. Cannabis shops will now be legal in Grand Junction with voter approval in elections Tuesday. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
Grand Junction residents had to pass two measures in order to allow marijuana businesses. One sets up a way to tax cannabis shops, and the other removes a 10-year-old ban on dispensaries. Back then, only medical marijuana businesses were legal in the state, so this sets the stage for the city's first-ever recreational dispensaries. Grand Junction is a historically conservative city, but the more conservative candidate lost in each of Tuesday's four city council races. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival plans to return this summer. It was canceled last year because of COVID-19. Organizers say the festival will run on weekends for 2.5 months, starting in early July in Larkspur, south of Castle Rock. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.